Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam. And welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. Today is May 16th, 2019, and even though it is summer, Prashanti is full. Prashanti is so full of young energy. You have young adults from Region 4 comprising of countries like Nepal, Malaysia, Indonesia. They're all here for their youth leadership program, for they are here to bask in Bhagwan's presence. They are here to spend their precious moments at his lotus feet. And when you see them, you are filled with so much of energy, so much of enthusiasm. Who says Prashanti is dry during the summer, it's hot, people don't come? You should come to Prashanti to see how it's vibrant. Doesn't matter whether it is hot, cold, warm, every time Prashanti is pulsating with the power of his presence, with the solace of his grace. And round the corner is Buddha Purnima. Lovely celebrations. In fact, my mind goes back to beautiful Buddha Purnima celebrations that we used to have in Vrindavan, because Bhagwan often used to be in the months of April and May in Vrindavan, in Bengaluru ashram. And we used to have the lion dance, we used to have beautiful cultural programs. There used to be Bhagwan's discourse. There used to be special sessions for the devotees in the Sai Kishan Kalyan Mandapam, and a lovely feast in the evening. Buddha Purnima celebrations were so vibrant in Bengaluru, in Vrindavan. In fact, it is one of those festivals that always had the privilege to see Bhagwan in the lovely environment of Vrindavan. In fact, talking about Vrindavan, my mind goes back to how Bhagwan crafted, personally created, brick by brick, this ashram for his devotees. We have been doing this series, Learning with Love in Vrindavan, for the last so many weeks, and have shared with you how Bhagwan chose this place way back in the 50s, 60s, how Bhagwan had christened this place Vrindavanam, how he had an old bungalow as his residence, which was his Leela Mahima Kshetra, how he built the hostel, how he built the colleges, and how the same Rasa Leela of Vrindavan of yore was replayed in this sylvan setting in the outskirts of Bengaluru. And as we moved on this journey, as I shared with you beautiful drops of nectar of those times, we came to the 70s and then to the 80s, and I shared with you the coming of Trey Vrindavan in the previous episode. By Bhagwan's grace, you had the chance to listen to Mr. and Mrs. M.D. Vimalanathan, whom Bhagwan handpicked to build his Trey Vrindavan. In the previous episode, Mr. Vimalanathan talked about his journey to Swami, how Swami pulled him out of the world and brought him to his lotus feet, and how he entrusted him with the first task of bringing down the old bungalow and then start the construction of Trey Vrindavan. So we continue that conversation in today's episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Today, you're going to listen to him share about the lessons that Bhagwan was continuously teaching him as he was engaged in the process of construction of Trey Vrindavan. When he reflects on those beautiful moments now, what are his moments of revelation, his moments of realization, his moments of introspection, his moments of deep learning? And these are very, very precious, because every second spent with the avatar is monumental. Even as he was busy building this edifice for Bhagwan, Bhagwan was building him. And how he did it, and how he continues to do him, continues to do Mr. and Mrs. Vimalanathan and all of us, is so wonderful. So today you're going to listen to his reminiscences of what Bhagwan was teaching him, even as he was busy in the construction of Trivrindavan, and also how has life been after that, how Bhagwan has constantly been slowly, little by little, refining him, guiding his thoughts and creating a beautiful soul. So here we are. We move on now to the second part of the conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Vimalanathan.
Now starts my learning curve in life.
Mm-hmm.
Not to do with construction and all that.
Oh.
Now I am working for God. And let me tell you, working for God is not easy. Not at all easy. Because God sets a standard which God alone can grace to complete. No human being can endeavor to meet the standard which Swami wants. This is the first lesson that I learned. That all we have to do is, every action of yours has to be a prayerful action. We are not doing anything. We are just a puppet in his hand. So this is what I learned. Ours is not to ask why, but to do and die.
Wow.
The die being the dying of the ego.
You can do only when your ego dies.
So ours is not to ask why, but to do and die. This is what he taught me.
Wow. So were there any specific instances?
Yeah.
Which sort of
now I'll do one thing.
Yes.
I'll only enumerate those which had a lesson. There were hundreds of instances and events which took place during the construction. But only those which had a lesson to learn.
Sure.
Or Swami wanted to teach a lesson. One is, this building is a unique building. And a bit puzzling. Before you enter Trivrindavan, when you look at the Trivrindavan, it's just beautiful.
Yes.
Lovely lotus and then blooming and yellow and blue pistil color, everything. And there is no ugly sight anywhere.
Yes. And you're surrounded by greenery all around.
Greenery and then a water pond and everything. And you enter inside and there is an atrium.
Yes.
And Swami's chair in the center.
Yes.
And then both ladies and gents sitting on either side, which is verily a temple.
Yes.
Now tell me, where do I put the sewer line?
Oh, okay.
There is no place. A very uniquely challenging thing. That inside you can't. The Vedic pandits won't allow that. Outside, Athale won't allow. So first floor, wash water, sewage water, plumbing. This was really a challenge.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell you how we did that.
That's a secret.
Yeah, but that was a challenge. And many such challenges Swami threw our way. And gave us the buddhi to solve it also. And we did solve that. But those are all tense moments. You never know what's going to happen, how, when and all that. So this is what is the challenge. First, to begin with, the construction wise itself. And then every incident that we did had a lesson to teach us. First of all, we learned he is omniscient. What happened one day, it was a little late in the evening and we were packing up and all that stuff going. Suddenly said, Swami is coming, Swami is coming. So Swami's car entered the site and everybody, they more vigorously they worked. Everything happened. Swami went around and saw, about to get into the car, when I escorted him to the car. And Swami said, don't waste the mix. Use it up. I didn't know what Swami was saying. He said, don't waste the mix. Mix is the cement mix. Cement, sand and jelly and all that you put that. You put it in a bondly.
Yes.
And call that as a mix. Swami said, don't waste the mix. Use it up. I knew something has gone wrong. So I straight went to the head mason. I said, what happened? he sheepishly showed one bond which he had hidden. Soon as he saw Swami's car come, he has hidden it because that was the extra mix he kept
my
it.
God.
He was going to use it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was already late and he was in a hurry to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, he didn't want to once again do it, plaster it and then all that. So he had shoved it under the carpet kind of thing. It won't escape Swami at all.
Oh my God.
And Swami so gently and then he said, use it up, it won't. This taught a lesson to the workers also.
Yeah.
That Swami is just not a owner of the building. He is the owner of the whole universe. He knows everything that...
Nothing ever misses
that. Nothing ever misses that. And the lesson that I learned is, nothing is beyond Swami.
Yes.
The second kind of a lesson is, Swami, the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
What happened one day, sometime, not only the challenge, Athale also will pose extra challenge for me. First floor to the terrace. It is only ground and first floor. There was no further rooms and all that. So the first floor to terrace, there was no staircase because it will spoil the beauty of the corridor. So he had put a trap door. Now how one wriggles through the trap door and reaches the terrace, nobody knew. But that is his drawing. So we were doing that and it was totally a mess of a job. It wasn't a good job. So I thought today I better pack up my bag and be ready. It's so awful. And I mentally said, Swami, I'm so sorry. We are not able to do anything. It's coming crooked. And it is very odd angle. Swami comes. And I'm 100% sure we are going to displease Swami. He looks at it and he said, Papam. The mason couldn't reach the crevice. He called the mason, patted him, gave him Pad Namaskar and went away.
My God.
I said, I learnt a lesson that day. When we sincerely repent our mistake and accept our mistake, Swami gives immediate comfort.
I mean, for him, the building, as we discussed before, that building is not important.
Not important. Your attitude.
For him, how are you being built is what is important.
So where I expected him to be, reprimanding us or taking us to task, he became a comforter. And he didn't put down anybody. He said the mason couldn't reach the crevice. He wasn't blaming the mason. He wasn't blaming me, nothing. He knew that it was a difficult job and we had repented it. It was a bad job. So then we realized that once you are honest with yourself, and nothing pleases God more than that.
Yes.
Then the ego crusher. Once what happened, all of us felt we had done a fantastic job. And everything is hunky-dory and then Swami is going to come and pat. That day, Swami threw such a tantrum.
Oh.
He just put his finger wipe and say, look at the dust. It's a building under construction. It's going to be dusty. But no, nothing can, when it comes, Swami came.
I think that's what, as you know, the moment he felt that now...
You're complacent.
You're complacent. Now you are feeling that, okay, we have done a good job. You forgot who is doing the job.
And the whole thing is, it was like a tsunami. We didn't even know what hit us. Where did it come from?
And what did we actually do wrong?
We thought we did everything fine. So I said, this is fantastic. And he became an ego crusher that day. And after that, nobody dare go closer to him, whether you did a good job or a bad job.
You never know how he's going to
you
do.
You never know how
because
he's going to do.
Because that is the reason why it's so difficult to interact with Swami, because he's looking at a different dimension.
As I told you beginning, God's standard is something different. Even Vishwakarma could not reach many times Narayana's standard. What anybody else is going to do?
Because you are looking at a building. He is not looking at the building.
He is looking at how you are going about it.
Yes.
Your approach towards it.
Yes. He is looking at every person who is involved with it, how they are being built.
Very true. He takes the mason also into account.
Yes.
The laborer, the lady who is working there, everybody is part of his benevolence.
Building construction.
We are only taking the head mason and then the assistant.
Yeah.
He is not like that. And then, as God, he prevents a calamity. Once what happened, we were building the first floor rooms. So the scaffoldings were all drawn and all that. One young man, I don't know whether he was careless or what, He slipped and fell down.
Oh, from the first floor?
From the first floor and 12 feet.
Oh my God.
12 to 14 feet height.
Mm-hmm.
He just fell down and remained unmoving, absolutely unmoving. And I feared the worst. I thought, gone. So we immediately rushed him, put him in the car and rushed him to Whitefield General Hospital. You will not believe, within 2 or 3 hours, he came back to the working site.
Oh, wow.
He had no major injury and he was okay, though he was shaken up a bit and dazed. Nothing had happened to him. And we sent him back home to rest. Meanwhile, we told Swami, sent word to Swami because he was, and Swami was in Puttaparthi at that time, not in Vrindavan. So we told, and then Swami immediately sent Vibhuti back and said, I know, anything could have happened, I saved him.
Oh,
I saved him, anything could have happened, and I know. And here once again my courier got caught.
Puttaparthi, and so
next day she went to Puttaparthi.
What happened? Did you go and see him? I said, no, I don't know anything about it, but I know somebody fell. Then he said, no, Swami has, prevented any calamity, something like that he said. But Vibhuti, I think, Kutumbrava uncle
sent to us. Before you came back, that had reached and we gave it to that young man. Now, he asked her, she said, Swami, happened like this. I know, but did you go and see? Now, even till this moment, we don't know what is the meaning of that sentence. Whether she should have gone and seen.
I don't know.
We didn't. Why he said, did you go and see? Whether that was the right thing to do or we didn't do it. Or
Maybe there was something and Swami made him all right. Or I don't know what. But I said, no, I didn't see him.
Even though invisibly he was constantly taking care, but I think those were some of these instances where you know, you physically, visibly knew that he was the one who was not only doing the taking care.
And the lesson we took is, take abundant safety precaution. Don't depend on divine benevolence. That is not going to be that,
I mean, that he will anyway do, but we have to do our duty.
We have to do our duty. So I would say that there was a lack of precaution taken either by me or by somebody. But there was a lacuna there. He told her. He showed it to us in his own way. Then he plays the part of an intriguing boss. And this is a fantastic story. You must listen to it. Now, external painting of Thrai Vrindavan had started. We are nearing completion.
Okay.
Almost nearing completion. External painting is going on. Where the moat wall, the pond, pond has size and then about 2 feet above the ground is the moat. Next day we are going to start the painting. Now, before that, Swami had taught us, when you are building any wall which is touching the ground, you have to dig the ground 6 inches deep. Expose the foundation wall. Paint that surface also.
Okay.
So that when there is a monsoon, the soil will get eroded. If you hadn't painted that surface, that will look an ugly sight.
Oh, wow.
And you can't paint again. So he says, you dig 6 inches or nine inches, paint that, and then come bottom to top. This he has taught us. We kept, now, especially when the moat wall is going to be considered, we made sure that we are going to get ready and all that. Meanwhile, there is a devotee from North India. He has a painting factory. He was a very jovial person, innocent, a little plump. And Swami was very fond of him. He will not go without talking to that person. And this person will make Swami laugh by his mannerism and the innocence and the way he talks and all that. Swami was extremely fond. So he, when he went, Swami, I want to provide the paint for that. Paint, do. Then he said, Swami, my workers are very skilled. They will paint the wall too. Theek hai. Swami thought for a moment. Theek hai. So the next day, but he turned to me and said, inform him about the painting. How to do, dig the thing. I said, yes, Swami. And I immediately told this painter devotee, you have to do that. I said, fine. The morning came, the painting work going on. Since he is going to supervise, the painter devotee is going to supervise the painting, there were so many things to be done in Tri Brindavan. So I went about minding that business. So I wasn't concentrating or I didn't even look at it because somebody else is doing it. Then next morning, Swami came and he saw them painting and he became the wrath incarnate.
Oh my God.
Because the fellows didn't do anything of what was required to do.
They didn't do what
they were painting from top bottom. That is the way you paint the surface because the paint drips and then you paint again and all. They didn't dig anything underground. They didn't do anything. And can you imagine?
Oh my God, Swami has just told you to do that.
Swami has just told and he sees it is not done. And I didn't know what to do. He was wrath incarnate. Somebody said, Swami is very angry. Then I came running to the spot. I said, why is Swami very angry? And he showed that. And I was sent to the launderer. So that was happening. And when Swami is angry, nobody dares interfere. And nobody can say anything. That was what is happening to me. He was giving a shelling down to all of us there. Then suddenly I see the corner of my eyes, the painted devotee coming. Now Swami was furious, but painted devotee came and he said, Swami, oh, Nathan Saab ka problem nahi hai, Swami. My men did not carry out the job. And he absolved me.
Oh.
Now the intrigue starts. Swami is all smile.
Oh.
Say, kab aaya? Bahut acha kaam, bahut acha kaam.
Very good, very good.
Very good, very good. And he said, take, namaskar. And the painted devotee was also stunned. He said, just now Swami was so angry. And instead of scolding me, he is saying, chesko. And he took that and he went away. And Swami said, okay. And Swami didn't even look at me again. He drove out. Now for 2 days, I was totally agitated. I said, Swami was so angry with me for something which I didn't do at all. I was not involved in that. But he changed 100% when he saw this painted devotee. And I couldn't fathom what was happening. Then after 2 days, one day it dawned on me that he considered me as his own. But the painted devotee as the guest. Now I'll ask you a question. If a guest child breaks a teacup, which is very valuable to you,
yes,
will you be harsh with that child? You'll put up a brave front. Nahi, wo kuch nahi hai. It can be bought anywhere. It doesn't matter. Nahi, aapko laga to nahi hai. And all that kind of a drama you'll play. And you'll scold your child.
Yes.
Saying that, why didn't you take care of that thing? You should have told him. So you'll scold the child which was not involved and encourage the child. That's because you
own it.
Though God has no favorite,
any
like and dislike, but still,
yes,
we belong to His team. And that made me very happy. And then afterwards,
it's a privilege. If Swami gets angry on you,
I know.
Then Swami feels that He has the right to get angry on you.
But one thing, when He gets angry, all this gyan doesn't
I know.
Stand.
Difficult to go through, but definitely it purifies you.
it purifies. But then,
when you're going through it, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. And when you're going through it, you should make sure you don't look left and right.
Yes.
Swami gets very angry.
No, because he will be scolding in Tamil. So and you will see whether anybody is understanding Tamil or anything.
You see, you've got so much of ego, you want to know who is watching and who is not watching.
Oh my God.
That is the way he'll interpret. So it is very difficult when he is scolding, you have to be there. Not that he does it very often.
Yes,
but
yes.
This case, where he showed his divinity in a different way, that whatever, everybody belongs to me.
Yes.
And yet you belong to me, like he tells the students, you're my amanat, you're my property. The whole universe is his property, but still, he can say that you're my property.
Yes.
And the students are thrilled about it.
Yes.
Same way I was very happy when this dawned on me, Swami did not explain to me, Swami did not say anything to me.
Yes.
Yes. It just dawned by itself.
Yes.
Yeah, that is what has happened.
Mm.
Otherwise, why could he, how could he say such a thing? Now we come to this one, what I'm going to tell you. I've never spoken about this to anybody excepting Prema, to no living being.
Oh my God.
I'm going to now tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The Tribrindavan nearing completion, it was inaugurated and everything. Or nearing inauguration. Swami called me aside. And so he looked at me directly into my eyes lovingly and spoke tenderly.
Mm.
At times Swami was a bit harsh. Is it not? He's asking me.
Oh my God.
At times Swami was a bit harsh. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? So that the world will appreciate.
Wow.
He said Swami was a bit harsh. You know why? So that the world will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so overwhelmed with emotion.
The world will appreciate?
I'll tell you, I'll explain that.
Mm-hmm.
I was so overwhelmed by this that tears started flowing down my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Swami gently wiped few tears.
Mm-hmm.
And he went past. At that time, I did not realize there was a boon embedded in those words. He was granting me a boon that afterwards nobody will depreciate me. Those who come in contact with me may not have something great to tell me, but they will not be saying, "Arey, yaar, he's no good." Nobody did. That was the boon he gave me. Am I able to communicate?
Yes. I mean, he ensured that there is appreciation in the personality that you are.
And nobody would
ever...
They may be away from me, but then no adverse remark.
Yes.
And
so that the world will appreciate you. He ensured that your stature increases.
And amongst friends, relation, everything, there's a little bit of that. They almost love me.
Mm.
But that is the boon given by Swami in those moments.
Because whatever he does, it is just for our development.
Such a poignant moment for me.
Mm.
Many times I remember that and shed tears.
Mm.
I said, what a great thing Swami
is. And as you said, you know, because he felt you are his own.
Yeah.
That is the reason why he went to that extent. Because he felt that he's my child. I have to ensure. Sometimes you, as they say, you have to express tough love with the child, because you want the child to grow in a particular way. So it was something like that.
And you do all that for that child's goodness.
Child's goodness.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, no mother likes to be tough with the child, but you do it because you feel this is what will help the child become better.
And I spoke about this. See, whether people believe in boon or not is a different point. It's not a subjective matter. But I spoke about this only to sing the praise of the Lord. For instance, when Swami says, cancer is cancelled, that is actually a boon he is bestowing on that patient. It is not he is treating that person or not. He is a boon bestowing. Okay, I take away. Or he says, this will happen, that will happen. All these are boons given by God to us. And we should appreciate whatever he is doing. Then the inauguration took place on the 26th of April, 1984.
Mm.
And
how was that day?
It was very grand, but a very solemn, no tamasha business, no speech by minister, that. Swami, very nice, and he gave a speech and all that. Then that night, he hosted a dinner, where he invited me and Dr. Bose, and we had a wonderful time, and he took photos with each one of us.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Wow.
And then he stood next to me and said.
Mm. In fact, other day, in your room, you were showing me some very beautiful drawings of Trai Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And
The
layout drawings. And it was done so neatly. And when you look at it, you know, you had sort of improvised also, in the sense that, you know, you had made it in such a manner that Swami could play around also with those drawings. Yeah, yeah. So, what is the story about that?
The story
is... He would sit on the floor and play with that Swami.
We are now nearing completion of the Trai Vrindavan. The first floor rooms are all over.
Mm.
But we wanted to build the toilet for Swami. For that, we need to know what is his bedroom. Master bedroom.
Which is his bedroom?
Because it's a circular building.
And he can take any room.
He can take any room. He can decide. And supposing I decide to have something that may not be suiting because the direction, vastu, so many things Swami knows which I don't know.
Mm.
So we were wanting to seek Swami's blessings or the guidance for indicating which one is what.
Mm.
Once we know which is his room, all the rest will fit in according to that.
Accordingly.
Right? So we were wanting to put up that.
Mm.
How to ask him directly. And even if he says, I want it there, we don't know which room it is.
So, when the construction happened, you had no idea which is going to be Swami's room?
It was just all, because he insisted on having everything the same way.
Swami insisted that?
That is not to make a big tamasha, this is your room, this is that room.
Oh. So, just the first floor had few rooms, that's it?
Few rooms, and the staircase next to that, this room, that room. So, we wanted to draw his attention and for his guidance.
Mm.
So, in order to do that, we drew both the ground floor and the top floor.
Mm.
What I had done is, made a pie kind of a thing.
Mm.
And each segment, so a segment of a pie, that could rotate around the central axis.
Mm.
So, each sector of the pie can rotate 360 degrees unhindered.
Mm-hmm.
So, Swami can place any room anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, the entire first floor, you depicted in the form of a circle, you split it into different pies.
Yeah.
And now Swami can move these segments.
And each one was drawn, there was a drawing indicating his bed, mm-hmm. and then indicating the chair he would sit, indicating the table he would write on.
Oh, okay.
And the dining room and dining chairs and dining table. Mm-hmm. It was all pictorially put in there, so that he doesn't even have to ask, what is this room? He will know what that room is, and then the walls, the thickness of the walls.
But
and
he
the
has to only place it wherever he wants.
That is what... Now, we gave this with a purpose.
Mm.
But that purpose didn't serve at all.
Oh, okay.
Because he wouldn't answer where his room will be.
But he would play
Instead,
around with it.
He will play around with it for many minutes. He sat on the ground and he was going around. And he was gleeful like a child. This is the second time I saw Swami or heard about Swami. This time I saw it. Last time I heard about it, the demolition time and all that, the Xerox. But this time I saw him sitting like a child having a toy and then playing around with that.
He'll put all the segments. Maybe this room can come here, that room can come here.
Because he would have put a wall behind a staircase.
So he's like a little kid, you know, building a house.
Yeah.
With his toys.
We were so thrilled to. We forgot all about our query and all that. Okay, it will come in its time.
So happy just to see Swami in that delight and joy.
So, and it served. And it's about 35 years. Now, 35 years since that. And I still value that because it has Swami's vibration.
Wow. Amazing.
That is what I
mean. That
you.
Effort, just so that, you know, it'll be easy for Swami to see and easy for Swami to get an idea and guide us.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always just do a simple drawing, but you wanted to do that something extra.
It took a long time and then it was worth it.
He was more interested in giving the best room to Rupa.
Yeah.
And whatever he asks you do, he said.
Swami.
Yeah. He gave certain instruction. That I want this to be this way, that way and all that. But he didn't mention about his room.
Never.
And we had a lot of problems with his toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Rajmata of Navnagar is wanting to have a, what do you call that?
With a big bathtub.
Eight and nine
all
nozzles coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very luxurious.
Yeah, totally.
And gold plated.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted to give that. And so we needed a double large bathroom to have that.
Mm-hmm.
It was very elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Swami would not even look at it.
Oh.
Swami would not even look at it. Mm-hmm. And she wanted all the plumbing in gold. Swami said no.
Oh, wow.
And finally, his toilet
very
is
ordinary.
The simplest. There's nothing in that. Just nothing in that. We put one on it, tap and a wash basin. I was so totally disappointed or deja vu. I said, what is this? God.
At least something can be grand, something can be nice.
And in that age itself, there were modern toilets were there. Many facility and now, he would not have anything. And his room was also very bare. Nothing in it.
Just his cot and...
Just his cot and...
Table.
A table, a chair, nothing at all.
And it is not bigger than the other rooms or anything like that. It's just one of
the rooms. No, it was not a double size room and not even a king size cot. We wanted to give him a king size cot. It's a double quinta, so make it small.
Yeah, and the fan.
It was very difficult doing something grand for Swami. He would not accept it. Simplicity was Swami's name.
That is something which many times people have no idea about.
No, they see the outer facade and say he must be living like a...
Just because he goes in one of those big cars, in those days he used to travel, people think that...
And about the car when you are saying, in one of the interviews he tells us...
See, I like a small Fiat and be very comfortable in it. But these people give me these huge, huge cars. He personally told us like that.
I think, but this is a facet of Swami which, as Bhagwan said, you know, my life is my message. I mean, every single aspect of his life and living, he was teaching us. And I think this is something that you have personally seen. I mean, if he wanted, no devotee would ever know what is there in his bathroom. If he wanted, he could have had a very nice, posh...
anything grand. With a cubicle and all that stuff. I don't want to describe what his bathroom is because that's none of my business. But it is the barest of the room, that toilet you can even imagine. So that night after the inauguration when I walked out, I was so thankful to Swami for giving this once a lifetime, once a many lifetime chance.
Yes.
Not one lifetime, many lifetime chance to build this.
To build a temple is not a...
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And it is verily a temple.
And if you see, think about it now, it did not come easy. You prayed for it for so long. You actually went through a period of penance. For 10 years you were asking Swami, give me a chance, give me a chance, give me a chance. I want to come back. You're so eager that you're willing to give up. You gave up your job and you come. He still does not give you a job. You pray. I think that was a very, very tough time, isn't it?
It was a tough time.
You know, because you have left your job, you left everything and come, and here he's not giving any job. So when you think about it, you know, this chance to be a part of his story never comes easy. You have to work for it.
And the beauty is, now I'll confess, after building the Tri Brindavan, I have no ambition. I have no career plan. Nothing matters. Because if God asks me, would you like to build one temple for me or 100 palaces for Maharaja? I would have surely chosen one temple for
That's
God.
Enough. That's enough That's for enough. His lifetime.
That's enough for many lifetimes.
Lifetimes. Wow.
So I...
Everything was worth it. Leaving
worth
the job, everything was worth
and
it.
And there's nothing more to seek and then nothing more to want to and all that stuff.
Yes.
They just go on there. So live a... Every day is a beautiful day. All that is His grace. That is what I started the narration with, Guru Kripa. Our life, Prem and my life has been totally a Guru Kripa. And now, we come to the most important point. All this we are talking about miracles, Swami's grace and all that, is wonderful. Much more than wonderful. But what is the lesson that He taught us? And what is the lesson that we learned from Him? That is what we, whoever comes to our place, we say, all these miracles, fine. But learn the lesson. Now, Swami has given us these Vahinis and Satya Sai Speaks and His three Vedavakyas. Love all, serve all.
Help ever, hurt never.
Be good, see good, do good. All this is the know-how. These all form part of the know-how. And He has also given us the do-how, which is more important than the know-how. Know-how is there through eternity. Now, let us see what we have learned over a period of 35 to 38 years. He has sown the seed at one time 20 years earlier, which is now fructified. We have now learned to understand and accept Him and say, let us see what Swami does. Rather than, let us see what we can do. We have walked away from what we can do to let us see what Swami can do. And that has worked wonders in our life. Just wonders in our life. And
so you don't take responsibility for anything that happens?
No.
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing at all. And That is the turning point in our life, that we have accepted life as it is, not as we want it to be. Now, you may ask, let us see what Swami does, and let's see what Swami, not what we want to. Now, you may ask, how do you say that? How did you live that? How can you say, this is what happened to us, so I'm drawing this conclusion? I'll tell you. I've got two instances. One, super mega event. Another one is the most trivial event. I'll tell you both so that the pendulum locked. Super mega is, we have come here, settled down and everything. That I had invested all my money into nidhi companies. And one day, all the nidhi companies broke bankrupt.
Oh my God.
So with that, we became...
We don't have anything. We just lost all the money.
Oh my God.
Nothing to lean on. I stopped working 35 years ago. 1980 was the last paycheck I got, and after that I never worked for money at all. But we said, don't tell the parents, they will panic. And don't tell the children, they will be also worried. Let's see what Swami does.
You told Swami.
No. We told
writing letters. Ourselves we told.
You didn't write a letter to Swami.
No. Writing letters and all we may have done. I don't remember.
We just said, let's wait and see what Swami does. We don't know what to do.
And a few more weeks.
So you lost all your savings.
Everything
is gone.
That is all the liquid asset we lost. Whatever we had put. Now, you can't talk about this to anybody. And what can anybody do?
Yeah.
They can't go and make the bank give back your money. It's a bankrupt money. Gone. So my father knew the situation because he had also lost a little bit of money. And he gave me an idea which at that time was very, it didn't seem very practical.
Lucrative.
What had happened few years ago or many years ago, he had given me a land in Hyderabad. He said, Bimal, why don't you sell that land and try to retrieve some money and make you. That land, when we went to sell in those days, the best of its days, they offered 6,000 for the whole package. 6,000 rupees. So when my father told me, why don't you go and sell that, I felt like crying. 6,000 is not what we lost. We lost many, many, many lakhs. But we didn't want to offend him. We said, okay, Dad. Now, here is where we waited for Swami to do something. We didn't do anything. Then Swami must have given that idea to us. We said, let's go to...
He wanted to respect his father's wish, so he went to
Hyderabad. My father, because
he's
saying he will ask me every time. So we went to Hyderabad and stayed with my daughter. And we reached the spot which was supposed to be my land.
It is 48 plots are there. It belonged to army people. So our plot we went to see.
And it had no water, high land. So nobody was willing to buy anything. That 6,000 is because nobody was wanting to buy that. Then as we just went and then we were looking at our plot, one man approaches me and says, is this your plot? I said, yeah. Would you like to sell it? I said, yes. Now what is the offer? I said, we don't know. You offer. He offered the exact amount which
that
we had.
That many lakhs he's offering for a...
Lakhs he's offering exact
lakhs,
amount that we
lost. It's not the price of the land at all.
It was not.
It was way, way, way beyond the price of that.
Unbelievably way beyond.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
And that made me realize this is not a buyer who is talking to me. Swami is talking to me. So I had the good sense, buddhi, not to bargain with him.
Wow.
He concluded a deal, money came off.
Concluded the deal.
Oh my God.
Got and came back. Then every time when we make a mistake or a fiasco or a blunder, we both will sit down.
What is the reason for this happening?
What is the genesis of this fiasco? Which according to Swami are the six, the Durguna.
Kama, Krodha, Moha, Lobha, Madha, Matsarya.
All our misdeeds culminate or end in one of these.
Human beings, that is human beings.
Where did we go wrong that we got into this fiasco for Swami to bail us out? Then I said, Prem, my greed.
Greed. Bank, if you put, you're
bank
not going
was
to get
giving
so much.
12%. I was not happy with that. I had put it where he gave 15 to 18%. For the 3%, I wanted that extra 3%. Without asking Swami's permission, I had invested it there. I said, that greed got me.
This is the reason. It's greed.
Wow. And Swami bailed us out.
Wow. I mean,
just think about Swami
mind-boggling.
Absolutely. Came to your rescue.
Don't you think that is super mega?
My God. There are no words, actually. I mean, as they say, with little faith, you will go to heaven. But with great faith, heaven will come to you.
Heaven will come.
Which happened. Said.
And I think this is what has happened with you.
And why
you left? Anyone will think that you're absolutely mad people. You want to leave everything and come.
He himself called mad.
And now you have, you lost all your savings. I mean, imagine anybody in the world will say that these people are absolutely, not only mad, you know, they have no common sense.
Raving mad.
Yeah, because they put money in a place where it is not secured. They've lost all the money. I mean, what kind of due diligence, what kind of common sense, what kind of knowledge these people have? You not even educated people. People will think like that.
Yeah, not to put all the eggs.
Everything we only will discuss. We won't tell anybody else.
But what we forget is rationality is nothing.
Nothing
compared to super
consciousness. In Swami.
Yes.
And Swami did that. And because we analyzed what went wrong, we knew.
And the other very beautiful thing also is, you wanted to respect your father. You know, father said that, you know.
And so, we knew before going to 6,000.
Yeah, even though you felt it is just 6,000, I mean, just nothing. What is that money going to, when it is a minuscule compared to what you have lost. But you wanted to respect your father's word. And I think that is again something which Swami always have been telling us, you know, father and mother, you have to respect.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see what Swami does and not, let's see what we can do. I'll come to the trivial one. The most trivial one. We were refurbishing a flat where we are staying now. So the accommodation has very kindly given us a place in South Prashanti. One room.
For that your temporary stay.
Temporary. So we moved in there and the construction work is going on here. In that room is a very cute little rat.
Okay.
Cute.
Very cute. But it had a long tail.
Okay.
And it was jumping around, running around everywhere, thinking that it owns the whole flat. And she was...
No, I said, I know he doesn't like anything to be killed. No cockroach can be killed. Mosquito will be biting. He'll only look at it.
Oh, my God.
He is like that. So I said, no killing, but I'll get the trap and I'll catch the rat.
So she got the trap. And somehow they suspected me of a conspiracy towards the trap also. I said, Prem, it's a tiny one. And when it gets caught,
its tail
is going
will
to
hurt,
be extended.
I believe, if it goes
it's going to sever the tail. You want that to happen to the tiny thing?
Sir, even I don't want.
Okay,
so we leave it. Let it run over me.
Let's
okay.
run over and we'll sleep it off.
Oh, my God.
You will not believe me. Swami came to our rescue there also.
Yeah. There was a hole in that thing.
That water
pipe. And I saw it running down that hole. Immediately I kept a bucket of water there. Then I called those people working there and said, replace all these things with new jallies.
The jally, no? It's got a central hole
Where the water
pipe goes. So this rat all by itself.
It went off.
Or by Swami's grace, it entered that. So it was out of the flat.
Yeah.
And that was the only way it was coming in.
And we didn't harm it also.
We didn't trap
even
it.
Even cockroach and all, we'll put one glass or something and then somehow he'll take it out and that's his job. All I do. No killing, no. That's why we get upset when people say, Swami said that household, these kind of pests can be killed. I said, Swami will never tell Amma, some foreigners telling you all these stories. Whatever's in their mind, he'll only just...
So we told you the mega super belief. And here, the tiniest or the trivial most thing, we said we are not going to kill it.
We won't kill it, yeah.
We are not going to harm it also, hurt it also.
By itself it will.
Because I was sure the tail is going to get caught.
If you are doing anything which is towards not hurting anyone, will Swami not be there with us?
He is there with us
100%. All the time, 100%. Because that is what he wants us to do all his life. That's what he said, help ever, hurt never.
Correct.
And if you are walking on that path, he will only be there to ensure that... whatever little effort you put in there achieves the fulfillment.
Then a few youngsters, when they come, we tell them, you see the miracles and all that, that's fine, but forget about that. We will talk about the lesson that Swami teaches us.
I was a bit, I'm a very vibrant person. I've come to the ashram.
Long time ago this happened.
Very young I was. So I'm observing everything that's happening in the ashram. And certain things, I was very shocked and disappointed.
And Her Highness did not like that happening.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I said, how can, in the ashram, how can all this happen? So I just took a decision that I'll sit in the first row and I'll tell Swami that I want to leave Swami. I don't want to stay in your ashram.
I'm leaving.
Oh, and I would tell anything to Swami. I was like that. So Swami came, he just looked at me, go in. Okay, I went in. When you go inside, you'll forget everything, no? So only looking at Swami and 1 hour he's talking and all that, all over, finished, we got up, I forgot about it. What I went in to tell, I forgot. And see the audacity of the thought, going and telling you, I don't want to stay in here. Anyway, that Swami slightly held my hand and said, see, everything happens to you because it has to happen to you.
Wow.
Nothing happens to you because it shouldn't happen to you.
Anything that happens is what was meant to happen.
Yes. It has to happen to you.
I'll repeat that to you again. Everything happens to you
because it has to happen to you. Same words he used. Wow.
And
used
nothing
to
happens to you
that should not
because
happen.
It should not happen to you. The whole karma theory.
Whatever happens, you have to, that acceptance come. That is how we learnt acceptance.
If you go somewhere and something happened, that something was supposed to happen, that is why you went there.
Don't blame anyone for
Don't blame and don't
Not
even ask
blame,
God.
Blame, don't feel unhappy about it. It has to happen, face it.
Yes. And there is no cross connection at all in karma. You don't suffer my karma and I don't suffer your karma. You suffer your own. Other than it's a collective karma. So Swami told us long time ago, and it took so many years for us to understand, for that to
sink into us and to put it into practice, to understand, all that is not a joke. It takes time because we are used to a certain kind of thinking.
So we tell the youngsters, from this moment onwards, experiment this with your life.
Yeah, that
Never
is the most
say,
important thing.
Why did God make me go through this? Why did it happen to
and
me?
And they say, don't tell karma, don't tell. Okay, don't tell karma, but this is how you have to look at things. It has to happen to you, it happened. Now think of how you're going to take it and learn that acceptance is the best mantra even.
That is what only will give us peace. Yes. That is what will help us to look up.
Everything, spirituality means acceptance.
Yes.
You cannot say, I don't want to go through this. Yes. You better learn to go through it. Yes. Happily. That's
See,
all.
There is nothing separate as spirituality.
Yeah.
Our daily life is a spiritual
life. Bhajan and mantra.
And the only difference is when you accept, it becomes a spiritual life.
Yes.
When you resist, it becomes a not so spiritual. When you are suffering because you are not accepting it.
Yes.
The sooner you accept it.
Yes. If something is over, it is over.
It's over.
That's it.
And it had to get over because it had to get over. You
not
can do
only
nothing about
that,
it.
That you will find when acceptance comes into your life, those things just go off like this.
Yes.
You're not at all experiencing it for
and
a long time.
I say, let Swami handle the thing.
Yes.
Don't interfere with him.
No resistance.
And a group of youngsters had come. So I had posed a quiz to them. I said, let's see, all of us are traveling by plane. And some malfunctioning and we might crash. Malfunction and we might crash. So what will be your thought at that moment? What will you do? So many people said many things. Like I'll pray and I'll be very upset with God for what is. And I'll be very upset that my wife brought me on this journey. All kinds of things. I said, why did not any one of you gave the thought of the option of leaving your seat, going to the cockpit and taking over the pilot's seat and take the joystick in your hand? Why didn't you think of running your own plane? Because your life is there, you're going to, you may die. I said, no, we can't do such a thing. all that reason. I said, but what gives you the permission? Whenever something goes wrong, you take it away from God. You take the joystick from God. You change God. You say, and why did Swami put me through this? I did so many good things. I said, no, let him handle it. He will handle it beautifully for you.
He should be the sarathi.
he will be the sarathi.
He is the sarathi. Better you recognize that.
I know.
And live that life. Yes.
No, but when acceptance comes in your life, you're always happy. You never say, I don't want this or I want that. Yes. All the opposites leave you.
Yes. We may trip and fall 100 times.
Yes.
But get up every time.
Yes.
And try to walk. That's more than enough.
Yes.
That is spirituality according to. So Swami has given us a beautiful life.
And the truth is, when we were not aware of what spirituality is and why Swami has allowed us to come, he called us both and he's saying, you know, if you give the gold to a jeweler, you cannot sit beside him and ask why you did this, why that. When the necklace is made, you can. We never understood all that. We were too young to. He said, some stories he's saying, we don't know what that is.
That fructified many years.
To understand what Swami is saying. We were too ignorant.
See, sometimes you intellectually understand, but only when you go through it.
No, those things we really never understood. We were very religious people, not spiritual. We never understood anything. So beautifully he took us to that where understanding also different levels are there.
Yes.
You'll never know what Swami really meant. Each one will say, we know what Swami. I said, you will never know what Swami really wants.
Yes.
Your understanding, that much of meaning only.
Because our understanding keeps changing as we keep evolving.
So beautiful.
So with utmost sincerity, we offer our pranams and the lotus feet of Swami.
Beautiful this is.
It's really such a huge blessing, sir, having both of you.
You gave an opportunity for us to remember all this. We've almost forgotten.
No, I think it is so beautiful. I think very, very few people have had the chance to be a part of building his house and give you that chance. And through that little opportunity and the chances of proximity, the chances of divine interaction, the chances of going to him, interacting with him, talking to him, you know, with everything, he was constantly teaching so many beautiful lessons. And I think those are the lessons now which have been your guidelines and guideposts as you march through life.
Correct.
You know, every word now is mantra for you.
Very true.
Now as you go through life, and whatever you have shared now is verily an amrita for all the people, because now, you know, very, very few people have had the chance to actually physically interact with Bhagwan. So we learn from each other, we learn from the stories of people who have lived with Bhagwan, to not only get a glimpse of how Bhagwan is in real life when God comes down in flesh and blood, how God talks, moves, and at the same time how constantly God is teaching. Constantly God is only in the business of remaking man. Constantly he's only building each one of us.
One great master said he went to his guru and he was totally disappointed because he didn't teach him anything. After a pause, he said, but he transformed me.
Yes.
Now, with each and every Sai devotee, hasn't he transformed us?
Yes.
He has not given us mantras.
Every Sai devotee has a phase before I came to Swami and after I came to Swami.
Yes. Yes.
And it's such a subtle change.
Yes.
But only those around him know the change.
Yes.
And he himself is happy.
Yes.
Show me one Sai devotee in whose life there has been no miracle.
And no change because of that.
Transformation.
Yes. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the trouble and coming. And really grateful to Swami for enabling this lovely satsang. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So, dear listeners, that was Mr. and Mrs. M.D. Vimalanathan, the couple who were blessed by Bhagwan to be part of the story of his glory, the story of his beautiful Vrindavan. And as you heard about how Bhagwan guided him, when the construction was going on, how Bhagwan was revealing facets of his divinity as he was engaged in building that beautiful lotus-shaped structure. Swami was building his heart. Swami was building the lotus of Mr. Vimalanathan's heart. Swami was filling the heart of Mrs. Prema Vimalanathan with the lotus of his love. And that is what Bhagwan constantly is doing every time we get an opportunity to work for him. Every time we feel that there is some pain that we have experienced, we should know that if there is a crater in the heart, it means now it can contain more love. If there is any emptiness, then it is this emptiness which is waiting for the divine nectar to flow into it and fill it up. That is the story of every devotee who has been associated with Vrindavan or any of Bhagwan's institutions. So we'll continue this series, dear listeners, in the coming episodes. In June, we have the Golden Jubilee celebration of Vrindavan campus, and till then, this series will definitely go on. Learning with love in Vrindavan, there is so much to learn. Even if we pick up one drop of what he has blessed us with, that will sanctify our life. We don't need the ocean to get a feel of how the ocean is. One drop is enough. Thank you so much for being with us through this journey. If you have any queries, comments, suggestions, as always, you can write to us. You can write to listener@radioside.org. You can also WhatsApp us, 9393-258-258. That's the number, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sairam.